The loveracing.nz update. Your home for everything thoroughbred racing. Visit loveracing.nz. Racing's biggest fan.
Who for the next 3 days at least remains Louis Herman Watt when it comes to SENZ, and there is racing across the Tasman today at Geelong Rockhampton, which I really enjoy because of the long straight, and Taree. Louis, but you would have, even though you were working, of course, on the Good Oil on Saturday, taking in some magnificent performances.
Yeah, well, that's right. I was just thinking, geez, where are we going to start here? I am still racing's biggest fan. Actually, next Sunday morning, Smithy, I'll be at a racetrack in the outskirts of Chicago called Hawthorne. And if you've ever been having a bet at about, I guess, like 8 a.m. to midday on a Monday morning or a Sunday morning, you probably would have come across Hawthorne. I believe it's synthetic. So I'm going to head out there and go to the on-track casino and track and see if I can back a winner. Well, who knows? Maybe that'll we have a better luck. Maybe I'll be North American specialist moving forward. What was
you
the headline?
Dexter.
Well, yeah, Dickie Dunn. That's right. To get out to Yonkers. Now, what should we talk about? Probably the Golden Rose. Wow, what a race! No, yes, the Slipper. Geez, sorry.
Yeah.
Slipper. What a race. Interesting, because we had a lot of chat about Ryan Moore and James McDonald. And Mick and me butted heads on Saturday morning a little bit on it. And I think upon reflection, maybe Ryan Moore got it wrong a little bit on Storm Boy, because he was slow away. He was the third horse out of the gates. And from a low draw, that probably was panic in Ryan Moore's, not that he would panic as much as whatever panic is like for Ryan Moore, which I imagine would probably be like a metronome, but he scrubbed the ears off Storm Boy. He used him to hold his position. And when he did that, you knew that he was going to then need the perfect run, because if he had to dash at the end, he was probably not going to, he's going to get a stitch. And then the way that the track started to play, you really wanted to kind of be coming into the middle part of it. So when everything crowbarred shut, got hammered shut, and about 400 from home, he went back to the inside where the ground was probably inferior. He had to dart, and once he went back to the inside, and he just didn't have that dash left. And, you know, it's a combination of maybe the horse just wasn't good enough. The horse stepped away slowly. If the horse steps away, you know, fear, does Ryan still end up in the same spot because of the draw? Does he feel a bit more confident to take time to come around heels? But it didn't really matter, because the good filly, Gay Waterhouse, got her eighth slipper, I think it was, with the very good filly, and owned by Sir Owen Glenn, actually bred and owned by Sir Owen Glenn in those famous yellow colours. And I think that was kind of the apt result, because she was stunning, and the way that she kind of rounded up Coleman in the later stages, it was fantastic. And then the other group ones across the card, just magnificent. There we had Via Sestina for Chris Waller and J-Mac, a European import, and she just donkey-licked them. She just sat off them in the Ranvit and just went straight on by them. It's quite spectacular. V8, you tipped us V8. I have to give you congratulations there. Mm-hmm. You tipped us V8 in the George Ryder. Hopefully you had a buck or two on.
Yep, a little bit. Just a little, yeah.
Okay, that's good. And then Imperatrice, Opie. Mm. Look, the Valley was playing really interestingly. I was so confident in Campionessa by the time Saturday morning rolled around. I got the TAB to boost it for me, and the draw. She just the one draw. She ended up three the rail. People were texting and telling me that Opie, he kind of got taught a lesson there, but I don't know. I've watched it a couple of times. I don't think he did. I think he didn't really have much choice. They said that he should have held the trailing spot, but he ended up getting three the fence, and round the Valley, you couldn't win from there. So by the time he got around heels, I don't know if you saw the race, and he kind of let her head go.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
It was just, she was winning about 10 metres past the post. If she was in the trail or leading, man, it would have been all over. So that was a tough one to swallow. But it all got made better when he jumped wide on Imperatrice, and honestly, I just think he's got the most – faith in Imperatriz, and I'm speaking for him here, but I have seen him talk about it a little bit. I think Opie might have the most faith in Imperatriz in any horse he's ever ridden, because he knows she is like a Formula One car, and he sat on her three wide. Bella Nipotina came back in his lap, and he just said, stuff it, I'm just going to go three wide, I'm just going to sit wide and be too good for them. And he beat every horse in that race, apart from one who I didn't know much about, actually, who came at him late. And the thing is, she's just a class above. She's a cut above. She still ran good time, and she fended off that last contender, and she won by a long neck, it was. And that's 10 Group 1s, 6 in Australia, 4, the Levin Classic, the New Zealand Thoroughbred Breeders, which is this weekend, the Railway, the BCD Group Sprint, the William Reid, the something, another one, at the Group 1 at the Valley, escapes me, the Manicato, the Lightning, the Champion Sprint, the William Reid again. She is now, and Mick and Emily spoke about this on weigh-in, she is teetering, if not in, the top 5 best-performed New Zealand horses overseas ever. She is now starting to encroach on that conversation with the likes of Bone Crusher, Horlicks, Sunline. She just is. Ruffy, she just is, because she's won 10 groups, 6 sprinting Group 1s in Australia. I mean, she's Australian bred, bought by a Kiwi, trained by Kiwis, campaigned as a Kiwi. I mean, you know, if we can't stand up as a horse racing community and say we have one of the most important athletes in New Zealand at the moment, and it's Imperatriz, well, what are we doing? She is quite simply doing it on the highest stage, flying our flag. It's quite emotional, actually. I'm just so proud to be a New Zealander watching her do that. 10 Group 1s, amazing stuff.
Absolutely. Louis, well summed up as well and well summarised. It is 10:35 here on SENZ. Yes, she's right up there from my point of view and the confidence you exude. And, you know, you get, if you're in a racing environment, when you watch your race and you hear the applause as she comes down the straight, you know you're talking, well, our version of Winx, really, our version of Black Caviar at the moment. She's our wonder horse. It is 10:35. We'll be back very soon, and we'll have a bulletin with Chappie, Alex Chapman.